Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. When a war starts, the truth is usually the first casualty. For your own sanity, please maintain some skepticism on reports from all sides about the state of the Russian invasion into Ukraine. I don't have a comprehensive analysis on why this invasion happened or all the facts on the military front, but I do have some facts to keep in mind that you probably won't learn from the regular media when you consider which nations are taking what measures over this conflict. This war is being fought on military, political, financial, and cyberspace terms. The U.S. government has imposed economic sanctions on Russia that President Biden claims will bring severe consequences to Russia. Unfortunately, that is only partly true. It is true that as of Monday morning, the value of the Russian ruble versus the U.S. dollar was down 26% year-to-date. The stock price of Russia's largest bank, Sberbank, which is owned mostly by the Russian government, was down almost 92% year-to-date. Rosneft and Gazprom are among the 20 largest energy companies in the world, with the latter majority owned by the Russian government. Their stock prices year-to-date as of Monday morning were down over 60% and almost 70% respectively. In Russia, people are flocking to banks to withdraw cash. This is also happening in Ukraine. So, on the basis of these facts, you might think that the financial sanctions now imposed on Russia are already having impact. Yes, they are, but not anywhere near as much as the Biden administration would like you to think. You see, the sanctions announced by President Biden have some huge loopholes in them that will minimize their effectiveness. So, why would the economic sanctions on Russia have such large loopholes that would make them less powerful at pressuring the Russian government? The answer is that the world's financial system is so intertwined that more effective economic sanctions on the Russian government would boomerang and also economically punish businesses and people in America and around the world. For details on this interconnectedness that is blunting economic sanctions on Russia, come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.